A conversation that began yesterday with a headline. New guidelines about Alzheimer's released by the National Institute on Aging and the Alzheimer's Association meant to diagnose the disease earlier and possibly encourage more drug development, more research. You sent your stories and answered a question for us. We asked, if you had the opportunity to know early whether or not you might get Alzheimer's, would you want to know?
My name is Earlene Cockrum from Perry, Oklahoma. I'm not sure on me. I don't think I want to know. My sister died with Alzheimer's. Both parents, especially one, had lots of dementia, not Alzheimer's. I think you should plan like you have Alzheimer's. You get long care insurance and so forth and so on. And then if you don't have it, great. You've already planned.
That's interesting. Because, I mean, the issue is if there's no treatment.
Right.
Do you turn your life into planning for Alzheimer's or do you just, you know, wait? Until it happens.
And if somebody tells you you might get Alzheimer's, how could you not think about that for the rest of your life?
I'd immediately forget it.
Here's another response.
Yes, I would like to know if I was diagnosed with that, simply because I would like to take measures to end my life so that my family would not have to have the burden of taking care of me.
All right, so we got one.
Doing that is difficult.
It is.
I mean, you can't sign a proxy which says it's okay to kill me if I get to a certain point.
Right.
We should do a segment on that.
Yeah, exactly. So we have one response from Arlene who says, I'm not sure if I'd want to know or not. Another saying, yes, I want to know. And I, from Massachusetts, wrote on our site, nope, I don't want to know. At age 56, if I show early signs of a new stigma, doctors like to call Alzheimer's, which my dad and all his siblings were named with. First, the doctors will strip me of any dignity that I currently or imagine I have. Next, they'll push deadly drugs on me with threats if I refuse. And finally, drop me into an institution where smoldering, angry, low-paid workers shove food down my throat and scold me for peeing in my pants. No, thank you.
I hope you're having a better day today.
Yeah, that's not a bright outlook.
Those are some powerful sentiments.
There, right.
As you would expect.
My name is Rita. I would want to know if I was going to get the disease, and I would want to have a microchip installed in me like we do with our animals that come from the animal shelter. I think that would be a wonderful thing in that way. If we ever got lost, we could be found.
Rita, probably maybe one of the most pragmatic, that she wants a little, I'm lost and I have Alzheimer's.
Signing up for a microchip in her head.
Yeah, and Elva from Los Angeles.
Our listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, these are edgy people.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Elva from Los Angeles says, my brother started 4 years ago with Alzheimer's. We had an altercation with his supervisor. They took him to the hospital. He never saw a doctor again. He's 63 years old. All my family's been advised and told to be careful since there's no cure. The bottom line, it's starting with angry moments while at work. Well, she's talking about symptoms.
Well, this is the issue with the Institute on Aging guidelines.
Right.
The first indications, which are pre-symptomatic, they say, are
right.
all about focusing research on what's that all about, figuring out what the cause
exactly.
is. The second phase, which is more sort of consumer-related, is when you have cognitive impairment and you go into the doctor and ask about it, what do you do then? And the doctor is supposed to determine if there's a family history. If there is, then, you know, maybe you need to get tested.
Right.
Which leads then to the third
stage. But Miriam in New Jersey says there's a problem with knowing. She says, I don't think I'd want to know. I sure as hell wouldn't want the insurance companies to know. Early screen and diagnosis sounds like a great way for insurance companies to expand the field of pre-existing conditions. Would anyone who forgot their keys or had a senior moment be compelled to be tested so that insurance companies could deny coverage?
I'm with Miriam.
Yeah, Miriam.
Miriam and I.
Very good question. If you have any thoughts on that, 8778-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.